Even Yerushalmi, corresponding to Even Babli, Daf Chof Tess. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tess, and Aleph, 6 lines out from the foot of the page, Hanoidi min Amazin. Hanoidi min Amazin, Mutter b'mayim u'melach. One who makes a neder from Mazin is permitted in water and salt. Tamantanin, Hanoidi min Amavushal, Mutter b'sli u'shaluk. The Mishnah there in Nedarim says, one who vows from Mavushal is permitted roasted or shaluk, which is boiled, heavily boiled. Masnisa Ammakain Shah Shalak Koi Mavushal. The Gemara asks, is the Mishnah teaches unlike this that Shalak is called Mavushal? Tanin and Hayim Ravashi as a Shlomim or Sholkan. The Mishnah says there that he cooked the Shlomim of a Nazir or was Sholikit, and the Torah says that the Forelik has to be Beshela. It shows therefore that Shalak is called Mavushal. Koye Omar Shah Soli Koi Mavushal Shinemar Vibashla Sapesach Ba'ish. We have a second question that there's a possibility to teach that roasted is called Mavushal, as it says, and they cooked the Pesach in fire, which means they roasted it in fire, because the Pesach has to be roasted. In Tema, Shalai Ka'alocha, perhaps they did improperly, and they truly cooked it. Aviyona Butzvaya Amaka Mishpat. Aviyona of Butzvai rejected that and said, no, the Pasuk continues and said, Kamishpat. They did it according to the law. Masnisan, Shasholik Koi Mavushal, Vakaya Amma Shasholik Koi Mavushal, and just to reiterate these questions, the Mishnah teaches that Shalak is called Mavushal, and a Pasuk teaches that roasted is called Mavushal, and a Mishnah teaches that one who makes a neder from Mavushal is permitted roasted in Shalak. Rabbi Yochanan Hilchu v'Nedarim Achal Lashon Bnei Adam. Rabbi Yochanan said that Nedarim depend on Lashon Bnei Adam, which is the way people speak. People don't call roasted or Shalak Mavushal. Rabbi Yasha Hilchu v'Nedarim Achal Lashon Torah. Rabbi Yasha says that Nedarim depend on the Lashon of the Torah. Manaf Mei Bein Ahoin, what do they argue about? Amma Koinim Yayin Shani Toyim Mechag Aldate de Rabbi Yochanan Asa Biyom Tava Achoin Aldate de Rabbi Yasha Musa. The answer is, if one said Koinam, which is forbidden like a korban, wine that I will taste it during the Chag, during Sukkos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's forbidden on the last day of Yom Tov. Because in Lashon Bnei Adam, the way people speak, the last day of Sukkot is considered part of Sukkot, even though it's a separate Chag. And according to Rabbi Yoshe, he's permitted. Oif Rabbi Yoshe Moide Shu Asa Le'am Rabbi Ela L'Chomron. And we reject that. Rabbi Yoshe agrees that he's forbidden. Rabbi Yoshe said that the Nedarim depend on Lashon Torah only to be stringent. Amar Rechi Ba'aba Rabbi Yochanan Ochal Chalitin Va'amar Le'Ta'amis Say Modan Mazain Bahu Yoma. Ruchia Barbari said that Rabbi Yochanan ate Peiros of Ginaisa and said that he didn't taste Mazon that day. And we ask the question from Mishnah, if one made an Eder not to eat Mazon, he permitted only water and salt. Everything else is called Mazon. Patalak of Yosha, Rabbi Yosha Amar, Hilchub Nedarim Achal Lashon Torah. The answer is our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosha, who said that Nedarim depend even on Lashon Torah. Lashon Torah, everything other than water and salt is called Mazon. Rabbi Yochanan spoke like Lashon Bnei Adam, the way people speak. What's the source that all matters other than water and salt are called Mazon in Lashon Torah? Rabbi Acha bar Rabbi La Amar, Ve'ese asay noisayz ba v'lechem mazon, matam mazon. The answer is Rabbi Acha, Rabbi La says, a question, that the Pasuk in Bereishis Memhei Pasuk Chokimel says, and there were 10 female donkeys loaded with produce and bread. Why does it then say Umazain? It already said grain and bread. The answer is teacher that all matters are called Mazain.